Broadcasting from the most confused, manipulated, and mind-controlled nation on the face of the planet with all the news they hope you never hear. This is the Power Hour! All right, here we go, folks. Hour number three of today's Tuesday installment. An exercise in thinking outside the cage is now in session. This is Dave.
And Joyce. And we're talking to Stan Deo today.
All right, here we go.
And if you would like to order Cosmic Conspiracy, you can order it from the Power Hour, 877-817-9829 by Stan Deo. And then his and Holly's books, Dare to Prepare and the CD-ROM, you can order from them at their website on the face page there. And cannot stress enough. Preparation. That's why we're talking about this today. And, of course, Stan and Holly have done such a phenomenal job of putting it out there for you to look at. And on this fourth graphic in the website, standeo.com, we're talking about the space weather, the solar terrestrial report. And I will tell you, there's so much information there. You're going to need to go on there and spend some time to study that. Because like he said, like Stan said, that is a website of its own just in that one page that they placed there for you. Stan, is there anything you want to add to the space weather section before we move on to tornado warnings?
Yes. On the sunspot numbers, there is a direct, absolutely spot on direct correlation between the number of sunspots and the global mean sea surface temperature. And since, 1850 or so up till now, the curves are just like copies of each other of sunspot numbers versus increases and decreases in sea surface temperature, but they're all going up, I mean, at a rate that's astounding. And I think that people ought to be prepared for something unusual to happen in the sun, which will increase the heat to Earth for several weeks at one spot somewhere during the next solar cycle. I think we could see a really, really bad time on the surface from the heat coming from the sun. That's about it.
Your concern is that there be rapid or massive increases in temperature for prolonged periods of time on the Earth.
Yes. And this will just accent the problem we've got now, because we have, bursts of air coming down out of the clear blue sky sometime in places. I think that will increase. I think we'll see more tornadoes, more hurricanes over land, because when you add heat to the oceans, which, you know, can transport that heat in various places by the movement of the water, it affects our climate and certainly our weather as a derivative of climate. So we're seeing things now that are doing exactly what I thought they would when we entered this period, just extremes of weather, so extreme that people are going to be migrating away from their homes on coasts, particularly inland or to other countries, because they just can't live where they are. It's underwater or, you know, hurricane damage, or they're totally wiped out from tsunamis or whatever. It's just, we're just going to see it grow worse and worse over the next probably 10, 12 years.
And CNN was reporting recently, hurricanes in New York City. I mean, it was a big program on this, focusing on, it's time, it's going to happen. It hasn't happened since, I think, 1938. It happens every 70 years, so get ready. It's going to happen. And just like they predicted Katrina, we can predict New York City getting hit by a massive hurricane. Are we concerned about this? Is this real? Is this Memorex? Is this created? I mean, what are we talking about here with all these warnings on hurricanes?
There are a number of factors, including a shift in the magnetic pole of the Earth, which may cause some surface migration as well of the geophysical pole. This will put countries and landmasses in different places and attitudes to the spin of where they are now. And the biblical predictions do say that the earth will reel like a drunken man in those days of the tribulation of the earth, you know, where various things are happening as judgments of God, but they're still happening. And we're seeing an increase of earthquakes in diverse places, as as Matthew says. And we're going to see much more of this, which we can discuss after your break here.
Yeah, but you know, Stan, the bad guys read the Bible, too, is the only thing that I'm concerned with. We're going to be right back after this three-minute break. Stay tuned. Standeo.com. Back in 3 minutes. Hi, this is Joy Schmiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 startup package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello, friends. I have an important question. When's the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, no perfumes, deodorants, or other dangerous toxins. The Calben Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calben Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com. Use Calben soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Everybody, this is Dave Von Kleist.
And Joyce Riley.
And we all know knowledge is power, and that's why we call this the Power Hour. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this radio station, or those that might have had something to do with instigating what we're talking about.
Now, wait a minute. We're not talking conspiracy theories here, Dave.
Well, not yet we're not, but my gosh, I mean, you know, there's a lot of folks out there saying, hey, look, there is technology out there to control the weather. I mean, was it Secdef Cohen that was talking about way back when about, you know, protecting America from terrorist groups that might, you know, have access to technology to create earthquakes and stuff like that. As if the Taliban or some guys out in the cave had access to the huge amount of hardware that might, you know, be required to do something like this.
And we've talked to A.C. Griffith about that, and he is very much involved in Mr. Bearden, Colonel Bearden's research in SCADR technology. That's not exactly what we're talking about, though. What we're doing is Stan Day has brought to us what's taking place, looking at the events, and it is done in such an incredible way. Go to standeo.com, click on the front page, go to the talking points set up there just for the Power Hour, and right now we're moving into the section called Tornado Warnings. Stan Day is helping us to understand what's taking place, and we got a lot of material to cover here, so we're going to keep on going here. And Stan, and I know that your work in the past, you were involved with UFOs. Now, I'm talking about from the perspective of the U.S. government. And, of course, your book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, contains a lot of that information. You had an above top secret clearance. You worked undercover for the FBI, which is a story in itself, I'm sure. But we're going to get to that a little bit later, because I'm asking the question, why is it that there's so many programs on UFOs recently? And we'll find that out toward the end of the program, so stay tuned for that. Now, we're not going to take your phone calls until at least the bottom of the hour, because there's so much information here. So we'll open up the phone lines a little bit later. And Stan, let me go back to the tornado warning section and the devastation that's being increased with these bigger and bigger tornadoes that we've either never seen before, or were we just not able to measure them before?
Oh, no. You would have been able to measure these. I mean, like killer tornadoes or tornado death. You've been able to measure those here in the United States, particularly. And like this year, we're only three quarters of the way through the year. And killer tornadoes, we've had, what are we looking at here? We're looking at 30 on the forecast for the rest of the year. And the 2006, 5, and 4 totals were like 25, 12, 20, and 19. We're looking at least, at minimum, a 20% increase in killer tornadoes, not just tornadoes.
Whoa.
And the forecasted death, statistics are showing that we're looking at about a 30% increase in deaths due to tornadoes. And the forecast for total number of tornadoes, which not all of them are killers, obviously, is going to be probably the biggest we've had in the last 4 or 5 years, not the second biggest. Our 2004, we had 1,819. They're predicting 1,564 for now. So tornadoes definitely... Our killer tornadoes are on the increase. And,
okay, now, when you say killer tornado, are you referring to one or more deaths?
Yeah, and when they get up into the, you know, the top end of the scale for the tornadoes, those are considered killer tornadoes, whether they kill anybody or not. I mean, they wipe towns out, and that kills a town. But it's these super tornadoes, the ones that we fear, are the ones that hit populated areas. And that is, of course, on the increase. And that, you see, you can have the same number of earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, and all that. If they don't hit populated areas, they don't make much news. I mean, they're okay, it was out there at sea, and no big problem. I think the way the biblical prophecies were written about this time was so that whether you were a scientist with all the stats or not, that the grapevine would tell you that, gosh, two cities got wiped out by a tsunami. This state had those big tornadoes that killed, you know, thousands of people. It hits populated areas where it hurts you, and that is why it becomes public and common knowledge, so that the Bible could count on just the average person in the street without the USGS telling them, we've got a problem.
I see. Okay. Now, what about this new system of F tornadoes? That's something I didn't have when I was a child growing up in Kansas.
Well, that's the Fahita scale. They had to actually revise that, recently, or the last, you know, I guess 10 years sometime. I forget when they did it, but we remember the change coming in. And it is just a change saying tornadoes who have wind velocities, of so many hundred miles an hour, and they had to add an extra one when we started getting more at the top end over the 200-mile-an-hour range. Tornadoes are very interesting phenomenon, and that can be discussed another time about showing us the secrets of the atom and gravity and electric transfers and everything. There's a whole big secret hidden in how tornadoes work. And they're only just now finding out what the number of us figured out probably 30, 40 years ago. And I put some of that in the Cosmic Conspiracy and some in another book that's very rare now because it's out of print, but that's the Vindicator Scroll. There'll be an increase in those. There's no question in my mind about that.
Are we talking about a super tornado that we did not have in the past, or it just didn't happen that often in the past?
I think it didn't hit populated areas, but we're also seeing stronger tornadoes, I think, than we've had in the past because of this heating of the planet. It all goes back to this solar heating. The sun is the major source of the heat energy we get on the planet. And our global warming, is affected by human byproduct gases in the atmosphere, whatever we're doing in industry or whatever our cattle herds are doing, whatever. But the heating of the planet still comes from the sun. The sun is increasing its heat output to us. So therefore, we think that the tornadoes produced by this extreme heating and cooling of the various parts of the planet is producing super tornadoes. And we think microbursts, those things that are clear air wind disturbances, like invisible tornadoes that come sweeping down over a hillside and just clear the land of pine trees or whatever kind of trees you got, or just like a scythe that's gone through it. We've had two or three of these here in the last decade in the country. And the situation is going to get worse, I think. It's like if you can be in a clear blue sky out there and something drops down out of the sky, you don't even see it, and then the wind just starts to blow and rips your house off at the foundation, this is pretty bad. Cause at least with the tornadoes, you can see them coming because they have a gas cloud with them or you know, the water condensate.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly's just correct me here. Killer tornadoes must have at least one death of a person.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Killer tornadoes.
You know, I want to say thank you because of the great site there on the tornado section. By the way, listeners, they've got it set up so that if you want to know where there are tornado warnings, you can click on that first one. If you want to know where there's tornado watches, click on it. Where it says tornado watches, or if you want to know what the wind direction is in the United States or in Canada, you can click on that. Now, an interesting thing, I was coming back on a plane, and a gentleman was coming in from Montana, and he was talking about the fires in Montana. He said the whole city, the whole state is on fire. We were on this little shuttle bus, and he was telling everybody, he was like a minister, he was saying, I'm telling you, the whole state is on fire. He said, I could not believe it. And he said, the most bizarre thing happened, is he said, one night, the wind had ceased, and we thought the houses were all safe, and he said, we'd never seen the wind come out of this direction. It came back and burned down all those fires, all those homes that we had just thought were going to be saved.
Oh, wow.
Now, that was something bizarre. He said, I've lived there all my life. We have never seen the wind come from that direction in that fashion. And it turned almost immediately and burned down all the homes that had been saved.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to see a lot more strange reports like this. I'd hate to be a weatherman trying to forecast things these days because the variables are so, so variable mm-hmm. that it's just impossible, I think, to get accurate forecasts. Like these firemen were probably surprised by that. We talked to a number of people, friends of ours, in Montana, and the smoke, the pallor that hung over the state was, you know, enough to cause you grief if you went outside and tried to breathe.
Yeah, and so, in Missoula, isn't it, they have that bowl. They're sitting in a bowl there.
Oh, yeah, it's like an inversion area, and it just keeps it all in.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hate to think what their lungs look like after that.
No kidding. By the way, why is it important that Holly put up there the wind direction map for the U.S. and Canada? What role does wind direction play that we need to be aware of?
Well, wind direction tells you where a number of things may come your way that you didn't know about. Let's say Mount St. Helens erupted again and threw up a big ash cloud, or Yellowstone Park, as some have been pointing out lately.
Mm-hmm.
The predominant wind direction that day, or that week, even if you look at it, will tell you basically where the ashfall is going to occur from the volcano.
Okay.
From fires, you'll see smoke trails, and satellite images of these areas help a lot, too, because you can visually see where they're headed. But these wind direction maps also will show you where radioactive fallout will be if we have a war with Russia or China and or both.
Oh, that's interesting. So that wind direction map is very important. I think I'm going to save that one. Now, that's almost real time, isn't it?
That's today, yeah. And it will change from time to time. But right now, it's up Eastern Daylight Time, 9 a.m. was the last posting of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, or 21st, 2 p.m. GMT time, whatever that is. I think it's 9 a.m. here. But anyway, these maps are important. And the wind directions change, of course, as weather patterns move over the United States. So if you have these maps saved daily, you can look at it and see where the trends were. And should you have a threat of nuclear attack, you can look up there and say, well, I live here. If they hit that target within, you know, say 500 miles of me or something, then I suspect that the dust cloud, the radioactive fallout will go another direction, or it'll come right for me, and I should take preparations to either move or dig in to let it pass over.
This is phenomenal information. So let's say there's a dirty bomb in New Mexico. You would go right to this Weather Underground map, and you would click on that to find out where the wind direction is. That is amazing. Boy, we're getting an education today. We're going to be right back after this four-minute break, and we're going to continue. We're going to finish up with tornadoes and move on, because this is just, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing information. Go to the website, standeo.com. Back and forth.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It cleans up your veggies and it rinses your meat. It purifies water and it can't be beat. It's the Nature Clean Ozone Machine.
We're hearing more and more stories about the contamination of our food and our water supply. Did you know that many city water systems are now using ozone to purify water instead of fluoride? And that ozonating systems are also being used to neutralize pesticides and chemicals on your food? Now you can protect yourself and your family with your very own purification system.
The Nature Clean Ozone Machine.
The Nature Clean Ozone Machine is the one kitchen appliance you'll use more than any other. And it's so easy to use. Just drop the ozonating ball into a bowl of water with your fruits, vegetables, or meat and turn it on. The Nature Clean will neutralize any pathogens and contaminates at the same time and freshen the air with purifying ozone. The Nature Clean Ozone Machine is only $279 and it'll be used over and over again. Call 877-817-9829. Ozonated water is clean, pure, and tastes just like it came from a mountain stream.
Nature Clean Ozone Machine.
Call 877-817-9829. Did you know that one of the active ingredients in rat poison is fluoride? That's right. And why does it tell you on the back of your fluoride toothpaste to contact a poison control center if you swallow it? But fluoride, when added to drinking water, magically becomes healthy. Well, if you don't believe in magic when it comes to your health, you may want to remove fluoride from your drinking water with the two-filter Royal Berkey system equipped with the PF2 water filters. Berkey's been around for years and is recognized worldwide as the leader in personal water filtration systems. The two-filter Royal Berkey system is only $260, and the PF2 filters are normally $49. But mention the Power Hour, and you get the combo pack for only $285. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or go to BerkeyWater.com. And it's not just about fluoride, it's about all the other contaminants in the water supply. If you don't believe in magic when it comes to your drinking water, get the two-filter Royal Berkey system with the PF2 water filters. Call 888-803-4438 or visit BerkeyWater.com. Not available in California or Iowa.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tuesday edition of the Power Hour. Coming up on 25 minutes past the hour, this is Dave.
And Joyce, and I just want to stress, get prepared. Now, there's information on Stan Deo's website on how to get prepared, and also at the Power Hour. But the problem is, some people just don't want to do it. Oh, I think if you listen to today's program, you're going to not only want to get prepared, but you're going to want to know information. And one of the items that we have at the Power Hour is called When Technology Fails, written by an engineer. How to spin. Yeah, spin yarn. How to do all those kinds of things that, you never never knew how to do to rebuild. And it's an excellent, excellent book. It's available. It's on special. It's normally $27, and Rosie put it on special for $21.75. So call 877-817-9829. And also remember to get your baby Berkey. The Berkey water filtration purification system is now in a very small portable one. It's $99. It's stainless steel, and it's one of those things where everybody should have one because everybody needs to get in their car and go someplace. Well, now you've got a water purification system. Also, the Nature Clean machine. I use it all the time, and now I'm using it for my claws, for my Norwalk juicer, to clean them and get rid of the bacteria in the claws that you use to do the juicing. So it's useful for so many things. So call 877-817-9829. Let's support each other, Power Hour listeners. We stay on the air because of you, and we give you the best deals that we can find out there, the best products and the best guests, like Standeo. Go to Standeo's website, click on the main page, go to the talking points for the Power Hour, where you have a very specific, personally created website for you by Holly Deo, and there you can follow along what we're talking about. Now, on the several sections that you have left there, I know there's River Flood Outlook. There's all kinds of things that people may want to go to, but if you could point out some of the most specific areas that we and concerns of yours, Stan, before we move on.
Okay. You know, I just have to grin a bit here because probably like you and Dave, Holly and I work right next to each other with computers linked, and the listeners out there, of course, will hear you and I talking and the conversation flowing and all that. And behind the scenes, there's quick, get that thing up to put that on the website, click over that page. And, of course, Stanley sitting over calm as he can be saying we've got stuff up there.
And it's like the duck paddling, you know, the feet underneath the water is what Holly's doing there, getting that all up.
Yeah, it is. It is. Holly, is that new article that you got, is that under volcanoes or? Okay. On that talking topic, Holly's just found an article that we ought to put up, and she just done it, called Thousands of New Volcanoes Revealed Beneath the Waves. There are like, you know, a zillion of these submarine volcanoes, probably about 3 million of them, they think, and 39,000 of them, which are more than 1,000 meters high over the seabed. And what these things are doing, of course, is they're increasing in number, and we personally think that what is happening is the core of the Earth is expanding and putting more pressure on the mantle, and it's just squeezing out more and more of these to increase the water temperature, which, of course, accents the problem with the sun. And it, you know, the increased water temperature fuels hurricanes. They said that with Dean, as it was crossing the Yucatan Peninsula, it's going to hit warm water in the Gulf, and, of course, that warm rising water will fuel the hurricane, speed it up to a Category 5, which it did, and then, of course, now it's dropped down to a 3, and now it's hit land. But anyway, it's very important to watch submarine volcanic activity as well, a report that, you know, which we have on the website. Mm-hmm. Now, drought monitors, the next thing, people can go to the Threat Watch page there, and you'll see the picture of cracked earth. That's the drought monitor right underneath it. And that will take you to a map of the United States showing which areas are in extreme or exceptional drought or severe drought, which is, of course, less than exceptional, or moderate or just normal. And the places that are getting flooded, like Texas, Oklahoma, part of New Mexico, part of Colorado, stuff like that, those are all in the normal zone, whereas the entire West and much of the Southeast United States are in severe drought, I mean, like exceptional drought, which does not help the economy, and it certainly doesn't make the people happy in the area there, you know, from the heat. You can see that map. I think it's one of the important things to look at.
Okay, and now, then, is this? Let me just ask you, is this Threat Watch page going to stay up so that we can make it one of our favorites, go to it often, and see all of these updates?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
You'll leave this up, won't you, the Threat Watch, Holly? You'll leave this page up, Threat Watch, for, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
See, ladies and gentlemen, it takes two people to do the radio show on both of these ends here. You just don't hear from Holly, and right now you're not hearing from Dave either, come to think of it. Anyway, we're going to be right back after this three-minute break, and we're going to move into some other significant areas, such as, is this God doing all this, or is it man? And what role does UFOs play in all of this? Again, Standeo, DEYO.com. Check out Dare to Prepare, listeners, if you want to get prepared on the Standeo website. Back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
During the last 50 years, hundreds of thousands of military personnel have been involved in human experimentation and other intentional exposures conducted by the Department of Defense, often without a service member's knowledge or consent. That is the opening statement of Senate Report 103-97. The Atomic Vets, White Coat Vets, Vietnam Vets, Gulf War Vets, and now Gulf War II Vets, all used as unwitting subjects and exposed to chemicals, biologicals, radiation, experimental vaccinations, psychedelic drugs, depleted uranium, and more, and then denied treatment. Beyond Treason exposes these horrendous experiments and demands accountability. Beyond Treason comes with a CD-ROM that contains thousands of pages of documents to prove that our own government has been involved in what can only be described as activity that goes beyond treason. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit beyondtreason.com. Only $19.95 plus shipping for the DVD and the CD-ROM. Call 877-817-9829 and order today. What you will see goes beyond treason.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Now I can see the sunshine, even when the clouds bring rain. With the peace and love He gives me, I can overcome the pain. With Him there is no sorrow, and with Him there is no fear. I'll never have to look for Him, because He's always here. Yeshua, You are the Savior. Hear my prayers from heaven above. Yes, I know that I am just a sinner. Please forgive me with Your precious love. I sing Yeshua.
I think we have to keep this all in perspective, listeners. I asked Dave to play that song because I needed to hear that song right now.
Yes, I know that I have been a sinner. Please forgive me with Your precious love.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And this is Dave.
And, wow, that song gets me every time. And I just want to say that's available on the CD, Music to Die For. It's available at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829. We need that inspiration every once in a while. And I want to say thank you, Stan Deo, for joining us today on the Power Hour. We kind of needed that song after hearing all this, didn't we, Stan?
Oh, for sure. I'll tell you what, I think the time's coming when playing that sort of stuff will be subversive in the eyes of the government.
Oh.
You know, they're going so all out to kill Christianity like it really should be, you know, and replace it with some kind of a world philosophy that, you know, is bad. But they've taken the Bible out of schools and out of the government and, you know, and replacing it with Islam is just not right.
Now, when we're talking about all these weather changes, we've been talking about global warming. We've been talking about possibly could it be man-made weather. Where do you lie on this continuum of one versus the other?
Well, first of all, since 1970, 72, I think it was, we have known publicly about the weather warfare treaties that have been negotiated between the United States and Russia. And that, at that time, they were experimenting with simple things like coal being spread over the Siberian snow fields to change the weather pattern that would affect Canada, Alaska, and the northwest United States and possibly our food belt. All they did was just spread coal to make it dark and catch more sun and melt the snows and cause a change in the weather. That's a long-term type project, and of course, we could pick that up then and now by satellite. But there are more exotic forms now then with scalar wave technology based on Nikola Tesla's work toward the turn of the 20th century. And these things are like HARP and various other devices to cause abnormal heating in the ionosphere over the transmitter or in other places where waves meet each other around the planet. But what people tend to forget when they talk about weather warfare like this is that in the electromagnetic warfare, you have Russians, Chinese, and Americans, the major players, with this technology. And if one starts to use it against the other, primarily the Russian and Chinese against us, then we take countermeasures to it, or we're already trying to hit them with weather change. It's going to produce unpredictable results. If only one country were using the weather modification, you could probably predict what the result would be and where. But when two or three start to do it at each other, It produces unpredictable results.
Oh, my goodness. I hadn't even thought about that.
I know.
Talk about naive, but my goodness.
Yeah. So it's I don't think that our country you know, could, even if it wanted to, start to modify our local U.S. weather, because they would have to interact with the other weather mod things going on overseas toward us or toward other countries, which will affect us as well. And if they don't know what that is, because we don't talk to the other countries like that, then, you know, it's chaos as a result.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we're going to see more of that.
And I know Colonel Bearden's done so much work on scalar technology and pointing the finger at the Russians. A.C. Griffith, who's been on the program also, doing the same thing. You know,
yep.
Earlier I mentioned, you know, that, you know, the bad guys read the Bible, too. So are we talking about man trying to play God to impersonate the bringing on of the events that are detailed in Revelation? Or is this God saying, I've had enough of you all?
Well, I think basically what God does is stand back and let our actions judge us. In other words, the weather warfare and various other things, if there is no help from the Creator, then we have to take care of ourselves from actions by ourselves and by the environment we live in. That, remember in Genesis where they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden and it said you're going to have to till the soil and take care of feeding yourself and clothing yourself yourself. You know, you've cut yourself off from me. Go for it. You think you can do it. Kind of like, you know, when our kids get to teenage age and they say, I don't have to listen to you. And you say, well, there's the door right there. Good luck. And that's basically what happened. Our parents don't come and kick us while we're out there. They're there to help us when we fall down. But we got to see what happens when we fall down, and I think that's a judgment in itself. But the judgments in the Bible spoken of as a result of God allowing or causing things to happen that we can't deal with indicate that the machinations of the countries using weather warfare we will do ourselves to a degree. When we should be working together to counteract what's happening with the sun as a normal progress of the solar system. So we're going to lose out doubly there, and I don't see an immediate way around that. But in the process, here's what's happening. We are being threatened by climatological disaster, you know, famines, warfare over resource shortages like water and food, diseases, which you must be very familiar with as you talk about them, on the increase, and odd kinds of diseases all across the planet. Threat of asteroid or planetoid or super meteor type strikes, or cometary strikes of the planet, a real and present danger. Also, threat from a quote-unquote alien invasion. Now, if you put all these factors together and run them to a climax, which certainly we are approaching this year, next year, I mean, we're just seeing things building to climaxes in all these areas, and an economic collapse of the planetary, you know, economic
right.
system.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are scaring the heck out of people. And although people don't say much, I think everybody is in the back of their mind aware of, whoa, we better be conservative, pull in our horns, we better prepare for bad times ahead. You know, granddad said this and mom and dad said that, and so we better prepare. And so they're all getting ready for something really bad. And the really bad is on the horizon, especially with Israel being ready to be attacked by the Russians, which means we have to be taken out at the same time or before that by the Russians.
Ooh.
You know, because we're their unofficial protector there.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things scare the heck out of people. And I maintained in the Cosmic Conspiracy, written in 1978, that this would happen. And what will happen at the height of all these curves of threat coming together is that the people of Earth will be looking for some way out of this. And if we had spaceship messiahs, wherever they come from, coming in and saying, look, we can solve your problems, Earth. Welcome to the Federation of Planets, you know, Star Trek type style. Let us tell you how to run your planet and form a global government, and we'll help you. And at that time, people will be so desperate to find a solution that a super technology from a super race that appears to be benevolent, they will run for it. Oh, by the way, look, to make everything easier, we're going to get rid of all currencies and make everybody on the same kind of money, and so you can't steal it. We're going to imprint a little personal cash number in your body somewhere, in a handy place, on your hands if you've got car keys and things, or on your forehead if you don't have hands. And, you know, we're going to make it very easy for you to buy and sell. And you're going to see a trap thrown upon the people, a huge deception, probably caused by a quote-unquote fake alien landing posing to be our creators. And one thing the Bible has taught us over the ages is that the bad guys, those that follow Satan in the rebellion, always create an imposter of the real thing beforehand. And like when God, when Jesus comes for his people here, before that happens, Satan will make a fake arrival of the Messiah. And people will believe it, church-going people will believe it, because they aren't educated in the warning, especially like in Matthew 24 and 27. 24-27, where it says, you know, don't believe in the false Christ or false prophets that arise. In other words, if they come to you and say, look, the Messiah is here. You know, his spaceship has landed and he's out there in the desert. Go see him there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe it, because when the real creator comes, the heavens all over what you can see in the earth will blazon with the light of his coming. There'll be no secret. He'll be there. Everyone, all eyes will see him. And the army that comes with him to straighten out the planet. But that will come after this deception. And to that end, I put up on I had Holly put it up on the website, a dream that I wrote out that I had on the 13th of August this year. And I don't get these dream visions very often, but this one here tells about, you know, that the pastors and churches, a bunch of them are asleep and don't understand what's happening. They're uneducated. And then a certain group of pastors do know, and are astounded at the others who aren't teaching their flock what's about to happen. It's a great deception, because it's talking about aliens or UFOs, and a lot of the pastors just don't want to know that. You know, they want to say and gossip among themselves about silly things and irrelevant to what's happening. And so the dream vision goes on to warn people that this is going to be a very subtle thing, saying the Messiah's landed, the alien, you know, thinks they're really Messiah's angels, and he's in a secret place, and will gather up a bunch of people. And in the dream, it showed to me that they were uneducated, not stupid, but uneducated in the warnings of the Bible to beware of this alien deception that is coming. And once we put that up on the website, over the next few days now, I've had confirmations of this coming from other people having the same dream vision or a similar one to say the same thing all over the world. So I know this is going to happen.
Well, you know, I just want to go back to the point you made about having written The Cosmic Conspiracy in 1978. You know, I had missed that part of it because I saw the copyright in 1998 with Stan and Holly Deo. I didn't realize that it had originally been printed in 1978. This is the 17th printing of The Cosmic Conspiracy. This is a phenomenal book in which you did talk about all these issues. Now, my question to you is, how much of this information came? Because, as you said, you had an above secret intelligence, above a top secret intelligence classification in the military or in the government, and that you graduated from the Air Force Academy. You have been working You were working in some black ops projects or some covert projects. How much of your information comes from that? And do you know, in fact, when I ask you the question, are there aliens? Then I have to ask the question, how would you respond?
Well, first of all, some of the information came from my work in the classified projects. Some came afterwards dealing with other members of the project that were still in it when I had left. And some of it came from dream visions that I had. And a strong driving force occurred before I even was in the projects in 1969, I believe it was. I nearly died and left my body and went out there, you know, toward the light and reviewed my life and all that kind of stuff and was
dying. Now, there's people that are going to say, oh, he's New Age. Now I can discount everything he said. You are not New Age, are you?
No, definitely not. I mean, I was on my way to meet the Messiah, and I got to see all the harmful things I'd done or said to people and what it had caused them back in their lives after we had parted company and what I'd said or done. And
wow.
But when I came back into my body, I woke up, and within just a few hours, I mean, I was at home when this happened. I'd been very ill, and I didn't have any physicians to document it, but I'll tell you, it did happen. Anyway, I got up and went to a local neighborhood diner to have breakfast. The sun wasn't even up yet, and it had so shaken me, the whole experience. I felt great after I came out of the near death experience. My body was no longer hurting. But I ordered, ham and eggs or whatever for breakfast, and I was sitting there with a napkin and still thinking about, the experience, and I started to draw just to doodle, and I drew a picture of the Earth and drew the continents on it, and then up above it, I put a title in the air, and it says, Diagnosis, Creation Conquest, and that was the beginning of the Cosmic Conspiracy in 69. I didn't know it. But whatever had happened out there, I couldn't remember it all because I could feel parts of what I experienced out there falling off around me to the left and right as I was put back into my body. I couldn't hold on to all of that. But yet it was somewhere in my mind, I guess, because in 1977 I started writing a book. And I'd gathered information from, life experience along there. And when I became a believer, I realized a lot of what I'd learned fit with what was in the Bible. And so, putting all those pieces together.
Okay, so you were not a believer at the time that you had that event take place.
No. I'd been raised in Baptist and Presbyterian environments, and my dad was Jewish. But, I just kind of went my way and thought, oh, yeah, religion, that's a Sunday thing, and that's it. But it wasn't until, I had gone into the secret project and then had fought with them over the release of certain technology I thought we ought to make public because I didn't understand where they were going. And had left them and had nearly been caught again and killed by various intelligence agencies that wanted what I knew, then I realized, I can't do this all by myself. God, if you're listening, I said, well, not out in the middle of the Nullarbor Desert in Australia. This is me, and I think I'm not going to be here too much longer, so I want to be sure you and I are on good terms. And I was reading part of the book of Revelation that night under the stars with the headlights of the car on, with the Parkers on, so I could read. And this little pocket Bible that they gave me in the last town I'd been in. And that's where my conversion took place. And believe me, since that moment, there are tales I could tell you that would just absolutely make the hair in the back of your neck stand up, where the Lord has stepped in personally. It's, it changed my life personally at very key moments where, quote-unquote, fortuitous events happen to just shift the direction and keep me safe and on the right path. And so all these things and all the sources of information have drifted into me from many places were what gave me the insight to the fulfillment of these prophecies. I think my role has been to assist others in waking up the world who would listen to this coming great deception It is not simply whether the rapture occurs pre or mid-tribulation or not at all. That's not it. It's a deception that's going to come across the entire planet, regardless of your religious philosophy.
And I just want to add that Cosmic Conspiracy is a book. It is a have-to-have book, listeners. It's available at the Power Hour. You can call 877-817-9829. And in here, he covers everything from the organizations that are bringing this upon us, including the RAND Corporation, CFR, Bilderberg. He also up to and including the subject that I thought was so amazing, Einstein's relativity error that you include in the book. I mean, this is not a book for people who just want a synopsis. This is the real deal. And even up to the pictures of the flying craft, which I want to ask you about real quickly when we come back from this break. And again, the question, are aliens real? Is this something the government has been withholding from us? We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Final segment with Stan Deo. StanDeo.com. Back in three.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free 1-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of today's Tuesday installment of the Power Hour. My gosh, this has got to be, I've heard it said before, this is the fastest 3 hours in radio.
This has been
gone.
This has been good. We're talking to Stan Deo today, standeo.com, and click on the talking points for the Power Hour listeners. You're going to get a treat, and bookmark that page, because all the weather information there and all the indicators that are there will help you tremendously. It'll be great. You know, just go to your bookmark list and pull that down and find out what's going on around the world. I mean, really find out what's going on. We've got a couple of callers here. The question that's looming over our heads that I have to ask you, Stan, and I don't know if you want to address this or not, but from your work in the government with above top secret clearance, is there such a thing as aliens?
Well, let me say this. I've never, to my knowledge anyway, personally met an alien being, but I do believe that the non-human type species do exist on the planet and have been here in greater numbers thousands of years ago. In fact, in Genesis, there's the gap theory does say that it's possible there was a previous civilization on the Earth, maybe 25,000 years ago or whatever, that went bad, and that the current 6,000 years of history is kind of like a courtroom, a virtual courtroom for the heavens to judge Satan, and that we're part of the court.
Wow.
Showing what would happen if the heavens were to rebel and follow Satan instead of God.
That is an excellent answer. I got to move on. I got a couple of callers I got to get to. They will be forever not happy with me. Thomas in Missouri, first time caller. Thomas, you're on with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please, quickly.
Thank you very much, Stan, for all you do. And I want to bring up something that most people do not actually think about. And without knowing it, they throw $200 to $400 away instead of spending it on things such as Prudent Places USA and other books. And I'd like you guys to know if you guys be willing to bring this up in future shows.
Like what? What do you mean bring up in future shows?
Linux, free and open source software, not paying money to a corporation that will send it right out of this country, et cetera, so on and so forth.
Okay, send us some information on that, and we'll be glad to, and we'll probably be doing a program on Prudent Places also. Thank you very much, Thomas, for the phone call. First-time caller, and let's go then to Dan in Missouri? Dan in Missouri, Dan in Arizona.
Yeah, hello.
Dan, hey, welcome to Power. You're on with Stan. Go quickly.
I just happened to watch Science Channel the other day, and they had what the program was called Owning the Weather. It showed how the scientists has already got on a computer, know how to direct tornadoes, how to start them, how to direct hurricanes. And of course, they went through the HAARP machine. They went through the regular dusting. But then the final, they have these nano chips that they dust us with to change the weather and make the weather follow them. And if you remember Katrina, all the ham radios went down. And also, now you look on my even my own satellite, just a cloud cover affects my deal. We're not talking about the real heavy. We're talking like when they dust us.
Okay, thank you very much, Dan. Yeah, thank you very much, Dan, for the phone call. We're out of time, and that is a real concern. Man-made weather. Now, we're going to do another program on that at a later date, but thank you very much for the phone call. Stan Deo, I want to thank you and Holly for the incredible work that you've done. Awesome work. And listeners, bookmark that standeo.com website for your future reference. Stan, thank you so much for joining us, and thank Holly for us.
I will. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Dave.
Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Now.
Thank you,
and
Stan.
Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Perrier. The subject is clay. They use it at Gerson, and you'll find out why tomorrow. And Webster Tarpley will be joining us in the unauthorized biography of George Bush. Always a hit program.
Also, Synthetic Terror, all about the 9/11 conspiracies.
9/11.
You betcha. All right, folks. Well, that brings to a close yet another excursion outside of the cage. Well, don't you ever get back in there. That's a one-way ticket, folks. There's the music. And you know what it means? It's time to stand up, stretch those legs, take a deep breath, and scream from the top of your lungs and the bottoms of your souls.
We will not stop.
God bless you all.
See you tomorrow. Have a blessed day.